Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Teines, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Meisa, it once happened. She yardu zakenim meir shalayim. The zakenim, members of the Sanhedrin, went down from Yerushalayim le'oreyim to their cities. In other words, they traveled throughout Eretz Yisrael in order to decree a public fast. Why? What was the big tragedy? What did they see? Sagt der Mishnah, al shenira, because there appeared kimaloi pi taner, the size of an oven's mouth. We'll soon see what that means exactly. Shidafin of shidafin. Remember what shidafin is? It's where the wind knocks the seeds out of the ears of corn. The Ashkelon in Ashkelon. Ashkelon is a city located near the southwest border of Eretz Yisrael. Now, what does kimaloi pi taner mean? It means the shear of tefuah that you would need if you wanted to bake bread. If you want to bake bread, you'd have to fill up the oven with tefuah, if that's what you're using as your fuel. Now, how much bread? That's what we mean, lemalos pi hatana. Enough bread to fill up the opening of the oven. Although there are many different shitas in the Gemara as to what this means. Does it mean one piece of bread, just by the covering of the oven? Or does it mean a whole row of loaves of bread that they used to stick up on the wall of the oven? That's how they would bake it. And even then, there's a machlokes, whether it means from side to side, or it means one on top of the other. But either way, it's not like they saw a whole field that was affected by this. It was just a small amount of tefillah. And it was all the way in Ashkelon. Despite that, there were guys with tainus all over. Vaitra, says the Mishnah, v'oid gazru tainus, they also decreed a tainus, al sha'achlu ze'evim, because wolves had eaten up, they had devoured, shnei tenoikais, two children, the Eivor HaYarden. Eivor HaYarden is where Jordan is today. It's on the other side of the Yarden. Rabbi Yossi says, Loyal She'achlu, they weren't Geizer Tainus because the wolves had actually devoured anyone, that they actually ate anyone, Ela Al She'niru, but merely because they had been seen in the city. Does that mean that the Tanakama holds, if you see wolves in a city, you were not Geizer Tainus yet? No, the Beis Yosef explains, it's brought down in the Melech HaShloim over here. Tanakam is also Maida. Even if you would only see wolves, you would be Geizer Tainus. The only Machloikis was what actually took place in that particular story. So in our Mishnah we learned, Peri Gimel Mishnah Vav, that once the members of Sanhedrin came down from Yerushalayim to their cities in Eretz Yisrael to be Baidik a Matzif of Shidafain, if the wind had affected the Tfuah, and they were Geizer Tainus on the Tzibur and on Yerushalayim. And that's both the Tainus and the Inyan of blowing Shofar B'Tefillah. Because only a small amount, not even a whole field, only a small amount of Tefuah, enough to bake bread to fill the mouth of an oven. In Ashkelon, very far away. But there was Shidafin over there, this amount, and for that there were Geizer Tainus all over. The other story was in Eretz Yisrael, they were Geizer Tainus, according to one version, because wolves ate up two children in Eivor HaYarden, on the other side of the Yarden. Still, there were Geizer Tainus all over Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yossi says, Lo Yal She'achlu, that didn't even happen. They were Geizer Tainus because two wolves were seen over there in the city. Normally, wolves are scared. They stay with their packs. They stay in the woods. They came out to the city. That's a simon that we have to be mispala. It's important to know that when someone sees something scary, our attitude is not chas v'shalom, we give up. No, we say, oh, thank you, Hashem, for alerting us that we have to daven and fast to be mevatel, the gzeirah.